name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 13th of October and the time is 8:15 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Barry Dolan, although I'm performing under the name Oxygen Thief, and I'm 26 and I'm from Bristol.
And have you travelled into London especially this morning for your hour on the plinth?
I have indeed. Yeah, I got up at about 3 this morning, left at 4, got petrol, parked just outside of London and got the tube in. So, yeah, left a lot of time for things to go wrong and nothing did. So I got here about an hour and a half early than I needed to be even earlier.
And when you arrived at the square and saw the plinth in action, was that how you imagined it would be?
Yeah, in my mind, it's been... I've kind of imagined it being a lot taller just through fear, I think. But yeah, from watching it online and sort of hearing about it, it's interesting. It's weird. You get a feeling that it's more central when you're actually watching it on television, seeing photos and things, and then to come here and it's on the corner of the square is a bit of a surprise.
And how are you feeling about going up on the
plinth? Excited and nervous. I play a lot of gigs anyway. I'm doing some music up there and play a set fairly similar to what I probably play in most venues when I've been on tour and things. So I do that all the time anyway. It's not something that I usually get that nervous about. But on occasions I do a little bit, and then that combined with it's a completely different thing, and you know, the whole being filmed and recorded and everything, it's that sense that watch it back sometime and go, oh no, what have I done there? Why did I say that? So that's the kind of stuff that goes on. But I'm hoping that by the time I'm up there, I'll just ignore all of that and just have fun. That's kind of my plan.
And you've touched on it a little bit, but how does this compare to a normal gig? Because if you're used to performing this, are you viewing this as a performance?
Yeah. Although it's a completely different space, I put it on my sort of upcoming gigs calendar, sort of publicised it in a similar way. It's just being in a completely different space, and the way that the audience would interact is going to be different. A lot of times you don't know how many people are going to be there or what people are going to think, but usually they're only a few feet away from you, so for them to be down that far away is kind of interesting. Because usually I'm used to things being quite intimate and people talking back to you and chatting like that. It's just I tend to move around quite a lot, so I'm a little bit on. I'm sure that there's lots of space up there than it looks from the ground. That's something that is in my mind. But then there's only a couple of wires that I'll be there for me to trip over, as opposed to the usual lots of wires and bits of lights and stuff that you get places. So in some ways, hopefully it'll be better, have more control over things.
And do you normally perform on your own, or do you normally have a band around you?
Normally on my own. I've been in bands before, but other people are unreliable. So it's great to just have something like this where you get an opportunity and you can just agree to do it and get up and go. And not have to check that other people can do things, and you have a few less arguments when it's just you on your own, so that's quite good.
So thinking back to when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that appealed to you and made you want to take
it on? I think the scope of it, just the 100 days, always there's always going to be somebody there, they're always going to be there for an hour. It's just a huge thing, and I quite like that aspect of it, that it's it's not permanent because it's not here forever, but it's for the time that it's here, it is unalterable. And but then it does change all the time, and it's very somewhat interactive that people can come and see it or watch it online and respond to it. It's just an interesting thing to do.
And when you found out about your spot on the plinth and confirmed it, how did that feel?
I was quite excited. I was quite nervous. I think I read it just before I went to bed, and my girlfriend was already asleep, so I kind of thought I'd better not wake her up. But I got the email, so habitually just checking emails over and over again, as I tend to. Just caught sight of it and thought, wow, because I didn't expect that my name would be pulled out. And then you just start having ideas and thinking, what should I do? And then kind of discard some of the ones that you think, well, it's just going to be a mess if I try and play and do this stuff and wave a sign around. So I just thought, you know, I'll play some music and have some fun. But
and did you always know that music would be a part of it, or did you have ideas to do other things at any point?
I was trying to think of what I'd do if it absolutely horrendously threw down with rain, because I've got like an amp, which, you know, electrics and water aren't that friendly with each other. So I was trying to think of alternatives. One thing I'm quite interested in is the fact that as a musician in, you know, a sort of, there's a community of other bands and artists that are all struggling and at a similar level, and it's only when, you know, somebody gets picked up and noticed and attention paid to them that you then hear about them on magazines and things like that. So I was thinking at one point of just finding all my friends in bands, getting a t-shirt for each of them and putting them on, and then taking them off after each song that I played, or if I didn't get to play, then I'd just use it as a big kind of try and publicise other people's music. But in the end, I just thought that's just quite a lot of effort. I'll just kind of focus on doing what I'm doing. And I've got one thing that friend's band that I'm going to wear, so hopefully they'll enjoy seeing that up on the screen.
So you've told us that you'll be up there playing. Is it going to be, can you tell us a bit more details? Is it going to be your own stuff? Are you going to be doing that for the whole hour? How exactly do you think
you're going to spend it? It'll take me sort of 10 minutes or so to set up and tune and do all that kind of boring stuff that big famous people get other people to do. But I'll set everything up and hopefully it'll all work, and then I'll play probably for about 35-40 minutes, have a bit of a chat in between. I do acoustic music, but I've been in, because I've come from a sort of heavier rock background, that's sort of seeped in quite a lot. So my kind of unique selling point is that I still play quite loud, even though that I am an acoustic person. So it's not a gentle, folksy strumming like you might expect when you see someone with an acoustic guitar. So yeah, I'm going to do mostly my own songs, but I'm going to do a cover, which I've played at quite a lot of gigs, and it's got a bit of audience sing-along kind of stuff in it, potential. So hopefully the people that are coming to see me that know me will obviously join in, and hopefully some other people will as well. So yeah, nice mixture.
Would you mind telling us what the cover is?
It's Gold by Spandau Ballet.
Brilliant.
So a friend of mine, I played at a friend's wedding back in June. July, and he basically gave me a list of requests, and I saw it on the list and was like, are you joking? Seriously, this is quite cheesy. Have you just chosen all these just to embarrass me? What's going on? And then started playing it and enjoyed it a little bit, and then completely off the cuff, I think a week or two before the wedding, I played it at a gig that he was coming to, I just had an idea about this kind of call and response thing, just as I was playing it. I thought, I'll see how this works. And it was just ridiculous. There was a whole room of people just yelling gold at the top of their voices. So that was good fun. It was good to do that. And I've played it again since. And it's one of those things that no matter what the audience, sort of young and old, whatever, people seem to know that song. A couple of times they've been sort of quite young, you know, sort of 15, 16 year olds in the crowd. And you think, they're not going to know this. But by the time you get to the chorus, they're like, yes, go for it. And it's good fun. It's nice to be able to play some music to people that when you play a load of your own stuff and they don't know it, and it's quite hard to latch onto it, but if they can hear a cover and identify with it a little bit more, hopefully they'll then go away and enjoy themselves a bit and might come back some other time.
So you're a full-time musician?
Sadly not. I'd probably spend about a full-time amount of hours doing it when it comes to evenings and gigs and spending my lunch hours at work, at the day job, emailing and planning things. But I obviously have a day job to pay the bills. So I work at the University of Bristol in the medicine department doing admin stuff, which is brilliant, in case any of them are listening. but yeah, you know, day job and your kind of real life kind of thing. So I've started kind of introducing myself as a musician who kind of works full time at the day as well, rather than saying I am a university administrator who also does some music. So the tide's turning, but still not paying for itself just yet.
We'll see. Sorry.
I was just saying, we'll see. That's it.
How long have you been into the music? How long have you been writing stuff and
gigging
or in bands?
I've been in bands and doing things since I was about 15, 16, so 10 or 11 years. This kind of incarnation of things has been about 3 or 4 years, since I left university, really. I used to do it at uni every now and again, just, you know, open mics and the odd gig here and there. And then when I left, I started doing it much more often, taking sort of long weekends and going off and touring and things like that. So, yeah, it's been, something I've always wanted to do from that age onwards, really. It's something I'll be doing going on no matter what happens.
And you're able to put into words what it is you enjoy about being creative, writing music, performing?
It's odd. I used to be into drama a lot at school and did kind of A-levels and did a lot of plays and things like that. And it's quite, I think, entertaining people and having a reaction from people that's hopefully favourable and seeing them enjoy themselves and kind of participate. I've always enjoyed being an audience member, I think. And so to be able to see things from both sides and to create something that is going to give somebody else the same feeling you get when you watch something is kind of what you strive for. It's just something you do. I'm kind of quite quiet and reserved and stuff in day-to-day life, so it's quite fun to just completely shock people who know you quite well, and then when you start playing and the hair comes loose a little bit and you just mess around and show off a bit. Great.
And are you using your round the plinth just to perform, or are you using it to kind of actively promote yourself as a musician, or it does one help you?
Yeah. been up too long today. A bit of both, really. I don't really want to stand there and kind of reel off a list of things I've done and try and do it as a sort of talking CV or anything. I just basically want to I want to have fun. That's kind of what I always try and do. And if people enjoy it here, and all that really happens is that some people enjoy themselves for an hour and then go home and think no more about it, then that's fine. If somebody sees the names another time when they're on a poster or flyer or something and turns up to a gig or listens again, or I've going to give out some CDs, so if they listen to those and come back to it, then that's brilliant. If anybody wants to give me loads of money to just do it full time, that would be fine as well. So it's kind of win-win, really. As long as I don't fall off or break everything in half during it, then I think I'm okay.
Do you have any expectations about how it will go or what it will be like?
Not really. I think if you try and have too solid expectations, then you either end up disappointing yourself if you have too high expectations, or if you have too low expectations, then you don't necessarily give everything because you think, oh, no one's watching, it's only going to be people driving past or something. So you have hopes, I think. You know, hopefully there'll be some people will stop and listen, and hopefully they'll enjoy themselves. But other than that, I just want to have fun.
Music's clearly a big part of your life. What are some of the other things that are important to you?
Music, yes, music as well, a bit more music. My girlfriend and I bought our first house together earlier in the year, and we just got a kitten, so we basically have no money, but a nice free source of entertainment that we can kind of throw things for and play with. So that's more or less what we spend most of our time doing at the moment, is that we play with the cat and, you know, when seeing it kind of growing up and learning things, it's like a little child. But one that you have to clean up probably more regularly, I think. Other than that, it's kind of, music does take up a lot of time, that if I'm not playing or writing or recording or something, then I'm often going and seeing other bands. So go to a lot of gigs. And listening to stuff and that sort of thing. I'd like to say I like films, but just tend to not ever go. I haven't been to the cinema for well over a year. It's just too expensive. and the last one we saw was the last Indiana Jones film, and that it was all right, but the amount of money you spent on it to come away and think, oh, it's okay, you kind of think, you know, for £8 or whatever, you really want something good. But yeah, so it's sort of just basically socializing, and there's not a lot of time for other big projects and things, a bit of decorating, trying to avoid having to cut the grass too often.
And aside from your own music, your own work, your own gigs, have you ever taken part in art projects or anything?
Not like this, no. As I said, back at college and university, I was a sort of drama student, so I used to perform in sort of school plays and musicals and things like that, which I always enjoyed. And I try and go and see stuff. In Bristol, there's a very sort of strong street art, urban art, graffiti type of scene. So there's, as well as it just being everywhere, they have things like the Banksy exhibition that happened recently. So we queued for 5 hours to go and see that because we left it until the last week to go. Because we thought, oh, it's really busy at the beginning. We better not go now, it'll be too busy. We'll wait till later on when the queues die down, and then we put it off, or it was raining, and then eventually we did go and see it. But as well as big things like that, there's also a lot of small galleries that have fairly regular events. So we tend to pop in and try and catch them on the opening night so you can get a free glass of cider. And just kind of experience things and look at stuff that you can't afford to buy, but that would look quite nice if you did. So.
And what is your experience?
I've enjoyed how it's been kind of like a moving wallpaper or something for my background at work. You know, I've had it on the internet, and I'll flick back and forth to it and see what's happening, or if it's a bit quiet, or if I'm talking on the phone or something, and you know, you're sort of waiting for someone to answer. You look on it and see what's going on. I've known a few people who've been up, other musicians that I've played with, and so I've watched them again and checked it out to see how it's all been going. The whole kind of thing around it, that the sort of Twitter and Facebook and people kind of uploading pictures and telling their stories and etc. It's been quite interesting just to see how it's not just the thing that happens, it's all the things around that as well. Watched a few of the programs that they have, the sort of clip shows in the evenings. It's interesting seeing on the news when someone does something a little bit risque and tries to jump off or something. But it's been something that it's been great to follow, and you can kind of dip in and out of other people's reactions to it. Like see people on Twitter like Charlie Brooker, who kind of mentions it quite a lot and has written about it, and it's interesting to see other people's reactions to something. They're being quite sort of truthful, I think, in those ways. That something like the Banksy exhibition, because it's such a hyped event, that it's like, oh look, he's doing this thing. People can be quite guarded, and they want to either go with it because it's fashionable, or go against it because it's fashionable, and it's quite hard to get to anybody's actual opinions. But this, because it changes a lot, people will say, oh, this, I saw this thing, it was brilliant, or I saw that and it was awful. What was the point in that? And it's really interesting.
And what does it mean to you to be one of those 2,400 people able to do this?
It's taking part in something big. You know, any event that you go to, whether it's one of those classic gigs that you've been to see and you read a review of it and it goes down in history, or it gets filmed for a DVD or something, and you can say, oh, I was there. This is one of those things. It's been quite a big part of this year, and it's I think it will be remembered and referred to, and you'll be able to, you know, be able to watch the videos. I don't know how long they'll still be on the internet, but you know, it'll be something you can show people and talk about. And
finally, just going back to your profile on the website, on there you asked to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what three words you put in line?
I think I put the word solo acoustic loudness, which is kind of how I describe my music. That because if you say one man band, people expect you to turn up with like cymbals on your knees and an accordion and a mouth organ. So It's kind of a phrase that I came up with so that I don't have to say it's like acoustic music, but from a metal background or something. So it's just these short kind of little phrase that that sums up what I do. And I suppose I'm kind of just like loud music and things like that as well. So it kind of sums me up as a person a bit as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Have a great time. Thank you.